The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today.
Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It is the 18th of June, 2019. All the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours. We got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Comcast, sorry. It's just a force of habit, really. Actually, may not be so crap today. Yes, they're actually thinking about people out there with some disabilities and making it a lot easier to surf some TV channels. They're doing this by introducing iControl to its X1 cable platform. iControl is going to let customers change channels and even set DVR recordings. And you can do this by navigating all through those menus of your cable box by simply using your eyes. Now, Comcast is doing this by using popular iGaze hardware and software. Now, to use iControl, customers, of course, will have to sign into Comcast's web-based remote control first and, of course, link their cable account. After that, the customer then will gaze at the button, and then the web-based remote sends those corresponding commands to the television. Pretty cool, huh? I mean, really, we actually have a positive story about Comcast. I can't believe it myself. Looks like NVIDIA is ready to support ARM-based CPUs. Yep, word on the street is saying that they're working with chip designer ARM so that they can come together on a design and basically make a more energy-efficient supercomputer. Now, granted, this isn't the first time they've worked together. You might remember the NVIDIA Tegra X chip, you know, the one that powers the Nintendo Switch. Remember, it has an ARM CPU on board. Plus, this also very much benefits ARM, given the fact that NVIDIA is super focused on high-performance computing for applications, basically for artificial intelligence. Will be interesting to see how much further this will go for consumers like you and me. That dreaded day when your Instagram account gets hacked. And what a pain in the behind it is to try and get it back. Well, Instagram's hoping maybe this little feature will help us in the future. Apparently, Instagram has started testing a new feature that will make it easier for people to regain access to their accounts that hackers may have overtaken. How this will work is Instagram will ask the users to enter the email address or possibly a phone number that's actually linked to their account. Then Instagram will send a 6-digit code that will let them regain access. Pretty simple, huh? But then you're asking yourself, well, wait, what if the hackers also got control of my email and my phone number? Boy, if that's the case, you're really having a bad day. But Instagram has an answer. According to Instagram, when you regain access to your account, they will take the additional measures to ensure a hacker cannot use codes sent to your email addresses or phone number to access your account from a different device. Now again, it's still just testing, so don't go look for it today. But if it goes all smooth, things should be a little smoother for the rest of us when we have to get back into our account when something's been compromised. Finally. You smell that? Oh, I do too. It's Domino's Pizza. Ooh, they're here. They're delivering a pizza. Wait a minute. Whoa. Where the hell's the driver? Well, if you're in the Houston area, you're going to be asking the same question. Yep, get ready for Nuro. You know that self-driving delivery startup? Well, they've teamed up with Domino's in the Houston area. Yep, starting later this year, Domino's will use Nuro's driverless fleet of custom-built robot cars so they can, yep, deliver their pizzas all nice, hot, and fresh. Right to your doorstep. Well, kind of. I'm guessing up to your driveway. Now, as we said, Nuro is actually one of the few companies out there that's actually operating fully driverless vehicles. Yes, there's nobody behind the wheel here. Meaning if your pizza's over 30 minutes late, you got nobody left to blame but artificial intelligence. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is our website, of course. You can get subscribed to our podcast over there and check out our blog and review section while you're over there, too. Give us a like on our Facebook page, if you like us. British Tech Network, give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech, and join us in our BTN community at our Slack room. We'd love to have you and come in and be part of the tech conversation that's constantly going on. You can do it right now by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Thursday. Get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday. Thank goodness Monday's over. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.